Want to bring in RSL defender here, Chris Wingert, to talk about this season, kind of the ups and downs this year and how the team's playing lately. Chris, welcome on, man. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited for the next couple of weeks. I know fans are hoping for a big playoff push. How about inside the locker room? Are you guys able to focus on that at this point, or is it still just one game at a time?
Yeah, as cliche as that sounds, it needs to be one game at a time. That's the mentality of the group. That's how we need to focus. Obviously, we're a little bit behind the eight ball still at this point, and we're not in a playoff position, and that's our goal. So first things first is let's get ready to play on Saturday against DC. We've had some success on the road lately, and we feel like we're playing pretty good soccer. Obviously areas that we can improve upon, but we're looking forward to this weekend and hopefully getting all 3 points in DC.
Chris, three home games, three draws. Mentally, how's the team holding up?
Yeah, of course, a bit disappointing. Anytime that we're playing at home, we expect to win. Depending on the circumstance, once in a while, a draw is okay and maybe is good enough, but certainly 3 points from three home games is not good enough. We're not satisfied with that amount of points in that amount of games, but at the same time, it's past us, it's beyond us, and there's nothing we can do about it except try to get better this week, focus on the next few days in practice and be ready for Saturday against DC. We feel like we've been playing well on the road lately and playing well at home, even though we're not getting the results that we want. But we had a couple big wins in LA and in Portland, and there's no reason why we can't go out and take all 3 points in DC this weekend.
I know you guys don't necessarily look at the standing, so to speak, but is it fair to say there's a great opportunity for 3 points on the road against DC, who currently sit in last place, Eastern Conference, with a horrific goal difference of negative 24?
Listen, at this point, every game is going to be tough for us. So it's going to be a huge challenge, especially going to their place. But we are feeling confident. It really has nothing to do with how their results have been. It's just more how we've been playing. We think that we're improving. And we've been starting to hit our stride a little bit over the past month or so, but we feel like there's areas to improve, but that we're playing decent soccer and we're playing well enough to get some good results, whether that be at home or on the road. We're certainly not taking anything for granted, though. We know it's going to be a major challenge for us. DC came in here and beat us in the Open Cup final a couple of years back when they were the worst team in the league, and I don't think it was because we overlooked them, but anything can happen, especially in MLS, where the parity throughout the league is this year how it's been in the past. So we know that every week's going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
I'm sure it was nice to get a little bit of downtime and spend a few nights back in your own bed over the last 3 weeks with three straight home games. But what does downtime look like for Chris Wingert? I mean, what do you get into when you have a couple of minutes of free time?
I don't know if we had a lot of downtime just because we were here instead of on the road. We're still training and working hard. We know that we have, 10 games left at this point, and there's no time to relax right now. We can relax when the season's over. But when I do have a chance to take it easy and spend some time maybe away from soccer, it's usually just that, trying to relax and spend some time with my good friends and family. My parents came in a couple weeks ago with my nephew for the Manchester United game, and that weekend before the Man U game, we didn't actually have a game, even though we were still training. So I got to spend some good time with them and take my nephew around Utah a little bit. And he's 9 years old now, so he's old enough to kind of get it. So he was real excited for that game and got a bunch of autographs from the guys on Man U and also from our team. And so he was excited, which in turn made me excited.
Have you felt as though the addition of Marcelo Silva has allowed the team to counterattack better?
To counterattack better? Yeah, sure. I think, well, first of all, I think, Marcelo has been a great pickup for us, just as Jefferson Severino has as well. We've done a good job. The staff has done a good job of adding a couple guys that have that have certainly helped us. And the other thing that's definitely helped us in the past couple of months is just getting guys healthy. We were without a lot of guys throughout the first half of the season, whether it be from injuries and suspensions to call-ups, guys being away for different reasons, U-20 call-ups and some different reasons. So it was never ideal, but that's part of a long season. You know, I'm sure every team has its struggles like that and is going to hit adversity throughout a long year. So hopefully we're starting to get healthy. Hopefully we'll get a couple more guys healthy as we finish out the season here. Because when we have all our guys, I definitely like our team.
Good luck on Saturday against DC United. Chris Wingert, again, good enough to join us here on the show. Chris, have a great rest of your week, and we appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
RSL defender there, Chris Wingert.